Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. The night in Israel is calm with mild temperatures. It's a warm evening across major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, making it a pleasant time to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Israeli Navy hits Iran, Hezbollah, Syria, Yemen, and Gaza targets with precision strikes. This comes from the Jerusalem Post in the last hour. Also, Israel-Lebanon ceasefire set for midnight. Details remain unclear. This was reported by Ynet earlier this hour. Also this hour, eyes on Iran and skepticism in Israel about a future agreement. Israel Hayom reported this 45 minutes ago. Separately, Trump speaks with the Lebanese president amid Israel ceasefire push. Axe EOS covered this story 4 hours ago. And finally, a week into the ceasefire, Israelis' resilience is tested with questions about the gains. JTA reported this story 3 hours ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. Jewish Warrior 13 posted 20 minutes ago that Trump claims a strong relationship with Iran due to recent military actions and blockades. Al-Arabiya Eng shared 23 minutes ago that President Trump announced Iran's willingness to hand over enriched uranium, hinting at a potential deal. Netanyahu's culture minister, Miki Zohar, according to Internopolsky, reassured supporters in a West Bank settlement minutes ago that the military campaign is ongoing. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Israeli Navy's precision strikes, the Jerusalem Post reports that over 1,000 naval combat soldiers have been deployed for extensive operations against regional threats. This strategic move is part of ongoing efforts to curb the influence of Iran and its allies. For civilians in affected areas, the situation remains tense, with heightened security measures. Turning to the Israel-Lebanon ceasefire, Ynet explains that while the ceasefire is expected to begin at midnight, many details remain uncertain. The role of Hezbollah and the process for displaced civilians are still in question. This development could lead to a fragile peace impacting regional stability. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom notes skepticism in Israel about future agreements with Iran. Officials argue that significant changes in Lebanon depend on Iran halting its support for Hezbollah. This highlights the complex geopolitical dynamics at play, influencing international diplomacy. The Axe EOS report on Trump's conversation with the Lebanese president indicates a delicate balance for Netanyahu. The ceasefire discussions have broader implications for U.S.-Iran relations, potentially opening doors for a peace deal. Finally, JTA highlights the emotional toll on Israelis as they reflect on the ceasefire's outcomes. While some hope for lasting peace, questions linger about the sacrifices made during the conflict. This introspection could shape public sentiment and policy decisions moving forward. Turning to business and markets. First, Reality City strikes again. 4 rooms and a huge garden for 1.8 million shekels. Mariv Business reports intriguing real estate transactions showing diverse market trends across Israel. Separately, El Al orders 6 more Dreamliners. According to Globes, this expansion of its Boeing Dreamliner fleet will enhance El Al's long-haul services, signaling growth in the aviation sector. And finally, in a conversation as part of the Growth Plus project, Amos Peled from Guardio shared insights with Guy Manzur of Lunair. CTech highlights that success strategies may not always be replicable, emphasizing the uniqueness of individual business journeys. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.